What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is. You know how it is. You know what it is we do. And you know what it is we are here for. My man, John, live the life you imagined. He's in the building. This is another episode of Ignite Your Purpose, a collab between myself, the smooth-talking Italian-Canadian flower, and my main man, healthy, funky, free, Johnny B. Our mission, as always, is to educate, engage, and encourage you and us all to a better life, towards a better life, and more fulfillment. And today, John, what's your vibe? What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about kale today. Kale's good, but we won't talk about kale. I can tell you what we were going to talk about, but now we're not going to talk about it because we need more time to think. We were going to talk about why is it that, you know, the people and they're splitting up, they're getting divorced, they're breaking up, boyfriend and girlfriend. And it's only at that point that they decide to get a grip of themselves. You break up, they're down the gym. They break up, they're eating better. They break up, they're buying better clothes. And it's always the thought about doing something afterwards for the next thing rather than doing those tasks to maintain the right thing. But we're not going to talk about that. We may dip into it. We're going to talk about being a product, being a product of your environment. And I'll give you a very, very short example. If you have got friends, if you hang around with two obese friends, your best friends are both obese, you are 150% more likely to be overweight. Fact. I'll pull out the facts. I can show you the facts. That is a fact because you're more likely to have the junk food in the house, be going to the barbecues, be going out to eat in restaurants. There we go. And there's lots of examples of why you become what your environment is. So Max is going to talk about business. I'm going to talk about other stuff. There we go.
And we're going to do a lot of this. A lot of this.
Yeah. Fingers.
A lot of this.
Fingers.
Oh, sorry about that. X-rated. Okay, beautiful people, as always, you know my background, you know where I come from. I was blessed at an early age, to be kicked out of the house. I'm going to take that as it was a blessing because I am where I am today because of it. But at a certain point in my life, when I was actually striving the most towards recording, which I still am and I still love my music and I'm infatuated with that, I learned a trade early because I was, again, too young to get into the nightclubs to make money. So I would go to work, put in every penny I made to my recording, my touring, my everything. And along the way, when, you know, you're mixing and mingling and, you know, you're after the after party and you're meeting the husbands and the wives of the club owners, it got to a point where with some of the construction side of things being Italian, maybe, I'm not sure. But, you know, I got into a business clique that had nothing to do with music, but it had everything to do with business. Construction and investing and real estate. And these guys were all older than me. And I think because they were older than me and I was following my purpose and my dream, you know, we all kind of clicked off each other. I learned a lot of business from them. And I think they got a lot of energy and they got to kind of live that youthful life through me. What I was then subconsciously inundated with was the bigger, the better, the more, like the more money, the more responsibility, the more, you know, people you had working for you, the better car you had. This thing that became, it actually became my lifestyle. Like I, and without even knowing it, because I was a product of the people I hung out with 24/7. And I just actually subconsciously was like, yeah, man. So, for me to feel better inside, oh, I need the newest whatever. You can just insert phone, car, pair of jeans, clothes, hats, you know what I mean? Without even actually thinking for myself, I was thinking like the Borg. I think that's a Star Trek reference, right? The Borg?
No idea.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere, but you're basically just part of a, yeah, cyborg. You're part of a group think. You know, without even knowing it, And what I noticed was I stopped putting myself, you know, my health, because all that seemed to matter was making that next dollar, because the hustlers I was with, that's all that mattered. And a lot of other things fell to the wayside, health, you know, caring for certain things. My music was still up there with the business. They were always up and up. But the little things that that were in my soul fell to the side because I stopped hanging out with who I used to hang out with. But then that came back full circle a little bit later. But that was me 100% not even understanding what I had turned into until I looked in the mirror a few years later when I had that epiphany moment I told you about, peeing at 3 a.m. going, what's going on here? This is so not me, because of who I was hanging out with. So that's my general story on that. John, what's yours? Give me some flavor.
Nah, you ain't getting away with that. And how did you extract yourself from it? How did you move away?
So I had that epiphany moment I told you about, right? You remember that? I woke up at 2 or 3 a.m. and I was just like, this isn't me. I cannot do this anymore. These businesses, they grew bigger than I even knew. I never even thought that they were going to get to where they're going. I had house deals going on. I was flying to, you know, the East Coast, the West Coast. I was attached to the phone thinking I was a business guy. And I looked in the mirror and I remember one of the guys I rolled with was always having issues with women, with weight. And then I met Christian all simultaneously within a 6-month period. And what it allowed me to do was breathe, take a look in the mirror and evaluate my life, my goals, my wants, my desires. And, you know, having an extra, we'll just say for shits and giggles, having an extra $100 at the end of the year in the bank meant zero to me if I had no quality of life, if I wasn't pursuing my dream, and if I wasn't happy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and don't get me twisted, I'm still on it, right? It's been a 10-year journey. But that first day when I decided in my mind, dude, I'm done with this life, it was a 2-year process, and I just started checking people off my list. Not a good person, not a good person, gone, 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 fuck them, gone, gone, right? But it was me who made the decision up here, you know what I mean? So
there are many examples that I can pull out. Some brighter, some darker. You can have a nice easy one. It's fairly easy. Left the army, came back to the Isle of Man, did engineering for a while, had an early midlife crisis, and ended up contracting in Germany, in Munich, for an aviation company. And I'd gone from being in the army, you know, having a good life and things, but I basically doubled the amount of money potentially I could earn. Contracting, living in a foreign country, girls everywhere, beer festivals, could get in the car any week or any time, any day I wanted to go and travel around Europe in my car, I could have done. But I didn't. Because being a contractor, you get paid only when you are working. So if you take a day off, you don't get paid. And so you think, well, I'll go on holiday, I'm earning loads of money, I'm going to go to Amsterdam for the weekend or to Prague, which was a couple of hours away. You think, well, actually, it's going to cost me £1,000 for the holidays. You've got accommodation, beer, all the stuff, travel. Then I'm not working for a week. Well, that's another £1,000, £1,500 I'm not earning. And so therefore, you've got all of this money, all of this great opportunity, but you're not taking any of it. Because that's what everybody did. We all got up at 5:30, we're off to work at 6, we're in the hangar all day, we're eating junk food at the airport all day, we'd finish, get back in the bus, back to the hotel, living in a hotel out of a suitcase, which is no fun.
No.
Ultimately why I binned it. We then go and sit at the bar in a hotel, you know, not far from Munich, drink beer till God knows what time in the morning, and then go and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. So you've given yourself this great opportunity to have a great life, but you become a product of the environment that you are in.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you two questions now. Well, one's a statement from both of us. the things that we actually try to attain end up owning us, right? In the end, that job owned you because it's the fear of not having enough or whatever. You can insert a billion different stories there, right? But I'm not going to let you get away too easy because you said something I wrote down. It said, when you had your early midlife crisis, now please explain to us, the listeners, what that was for you and like, what do you meant by that? Doesn't feel so fun, does it?
Yeah, we've got 4 minutes. So basically, I left the army. Before I left the army, I'd met a girl through my sister who was a lawyer. Great girl, lots of fun. Whilst I was living away, she'd fly off the island, we'd meet up here, we'd meet up there, and it was great. And then I moved back to the island, and in no time at all, we moved in together. And it soon became very clear that we just weren't the right people for each other. But because we were very headstrong, won't give up, we'll work on this, but we weren't actually working on this. And it was on my birthday. We were walking back to the pub and I just went, enough. It's not fun. We're not having a great time. We're making each other miserable. And that's when I cleared off. But it took some reflection. Some inner reflection at that point. I didn't know what I was doing. And ultimately you thought, Christ, this is going backwards and we're undoing everything. But it was a step back to go forward, and that was the kind of the stepping stone for everything else. I went from there to Munich, and then at Munich I had another bit of a, I actually drove my car off a cliff by accident, got a great Polaroid of it, to coin a Top Gun phrase, and that was when I had my awakening of, Jesus Christ, you just were pointing down 3,000 meters down a cliff, supported by a tree. That is a message from somebody to get a grip. And that's where I started taking tangible steps to, it's not about earning more, it's about spending less, it's about more quality time, it's about giving more, sharing more, seeing more things. And then you start hanging around with more positive people, like, what's more positive? You want to get fit, you spend time with people who are fit. You join a running, if you join the gym, you're going to be surrounded by people who usually just kind of make half an effort, half interested in getting fit. They go there to get fit for a summer holiday. If you join a running club or a walking club, those people that live it, it's part of their purpose in life. It's not just a thing for now, a thing for the next 3 months. So you kind of become part of that environment, you become friends, and it just grows from there. You become part of that environment. We have rambled, I've rambled. I've managed to ramble in every show so far.
Could you change the name of the show to The Ramblers?
The Ramblers. The Ramblers, maybe.
That's our rap duo group.
Yeah, we're going to make a song up about the Ramblers.
And you said a couple of good things, though. You said you made the choice, right? You made the decision. Yeah. This is a first step for anybody before you decide to be a runner or a CrossFitter or a chess champion or a high jumper. You have to make a decision. And from there, you have to have some awareness to decide, I always look at it like this, man. If I'm going on a long, long, long trek, let's say a couple thousand miles, man, I want that backpack to be light. So I don't want to be carrying dead weight. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these people, whether they're energy vampires or they just have to have a good time or, you know what I mean? Like, for you to get where you're going, You got to drop the weight.
We call it baggage.
Yeah.
You go into a relationship, right? How much baggage has this person got with them? And so you've got to deal with your own baggage recently. And you can't ever get rid of it, but you can say, okay, that's part of my life. I think I've dealt with it for now. Let's box it away. Let's put it to one side. It's always there, but I've put it away. So you make yourself lighter.
Yeah, making yourself lighter, you actually have openness, you have opportunities, you have endless possibilities instead of
more to give. More
yeah,
to give
instead more of being in that small box of, just think about the typical, you go to work, you go finish work, you hate work, you go to the bar, you come home, you eat dinner, you go to sleep. That is not a life. If you love doing that, it's awesome, but you can't grow being stunted like that. In my opinion. Where are we for time, Johnny B?
We are out of time.
What? The Ramblers have rambled too long again.
Yeah. So, where are they? Be awesome, everyone.
Oh, we got to do flex off. Flex off! Flex off! All right, beautiful people. See you again next time. Thanks for joining you from the bottom.
Okay, see you soon. Write in. Ask us questions.
Love you guys. Peace.